Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us. A time of joy. A time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays. And sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Sometimes you'll get a letter that it really illustrates the idea behind Hope for the Holidays, which was never to be a charity. It was never meant to be a foundation, per se. It's always been about just trying to give somebody a hand up through the kindness of others. Not a bank account, not a foundation. It's just meant to just, hey, man, this person needs a little help. You think we could help them? And the people that need help the most are the ones that are doing okay with one hiccup in their life, and suddenly everything starts to domino. You know, the old saying about, you know, you're just two paychecks away from being homeless. And one time your electricity goes out, whatever, your furnace blows up, your whatever happens, you get sick, you break a bone, you can't go to work, and man, now you've missed those paychecks. Once you miss that paycheck, you lose your job. You lose that job, now the ball won't stop rolling, and it's picking up speed. Who helps those guys? There's a lot of fine charities out there, and I never really have ever considered this a charity at all, and I don't think anybody should. It's just a hand up. So T had read this letter and gave it to Jake. Jake has been on the phone with this lady, and she had written, "I'm writing in desperation. I'm a single mother of a 12-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son, and a brand new baby girl. I'm currently working, but I had to take an unpaid maternity leave after the birth of my daughter. I've gotten behind on my car payment and some other bills, and I woke up today to an empty parking spot, and I'm at a loss for words. I just made a partial payment with what little I had, but clearly it wasn't enough. I need my car to get to work, for the kids to get to school, doctor's appointments. My kids are good kids, and they deserve better. I told the bank I get my next check on December 9th. I've been working to get caught up, but unfortunately, it just wasn't soon enough. The kids are sweet and understanding, but I can see the disappointment in their faces when I tell them Christmas may be a little rough this year. I'm ashamed to ask, but I need help getting my car back so I can work and provide for my kids. Every year I listen to the stories from Hope for the Holidays, and I never thought I'd be writing for myself. It's not a very good feeling. Stephanie." So Jake spoke with her. We'll get her on the phone, but she woke up and her car was gone. They repossessed it.
Yeah. Saturday morning it was gone.
And even you said she understood.
Yeah, she said they've got a job to do, and they did what they had to do, but
and she didn't make her payments.
She was trying to work and like send what she could.
But what do you do? That's what I'm talking about. What do you do? You either pay your rent, your electricity, you buy food for those kids.
Yeah, food and...
You know, something's got to give, and you know it's going to go bad, but the one thing at least you can buy some time with is how long can you hold the car people off?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the partial payments, man. I remember my mom. I remember being freaked out when I was a little kid because I'd hear my mom in a strange tone of voice on the phone with the electric company, and she would hide to do this because she didn't want my father to know because he just worked all right. The time, and she never wanted to bother him, so he was kind of in the dark. But I remember being a little kid, my mom would go in her bedroom, get on the phone, and then you could hear her, and begging's not the word, but really, really looking for some compassion.
Pleading.
I hate to even say that because it makes it sound pathetic, but it's just trying to get like, hey, look, I can give you $100 now, and I promise you I'll send you more money, but I just need you, you know, and that's how you used to be able to keep your electricity on and your gas on. And I remember being really freaked out about that. Not Christmas time, just all year. You'd hear that. It's unsettling for children, man. It really is. Let's see if we can get her. She works though now. So yeah, I'm, this is
yeah, she's at work
she
right
can,
now.
But she can take a call.
I think she can take the call. Yeah.
Hello.
This is Johnny. How are you, young lady? Stephanie, this is Johnny. We're on the radio.
Hi. I've been better.
So you, well, congratulations on your new baby.
Thank you.
Everything's good with her? Everything is healthy?
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, it's a boy.
Healthy. She has her 2-month appointment tomorrow.
Okay. So you've got a job. You're back on track. But what happened the other morning?
Yeah, the other morning I woke up and my parking spot where my car was empty. They came and got my car in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but you get behind, we all know how it works. Did you think it was stolen at first, or you knew what happened?
Yeah, we were living in an apartment, and they were going to raise our rent to $875 a month. And I, with the baby on the way, I ended up having to move when I was 7 months pregnant. And so we moved into a smaller apartment. It's $690 now. I mean, that's fine, but being out of work for 6 weeks on maternity leave, in between July and now from moving and rent and everything, it just kind of snowballed on me and got out of hand. And I completely own it. I can't get caught up.
And dad's not been helping. I mean, obviously the baby's just new, but it's for whatever reason, he's not going to be in the picture with your child.
No.
All right. Mm-mm. I understand.
No, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. So how much do you owe on this car?
The last statement I had, it was $1,395. I've been talking to him, and I made a partial payment last week. It wasn't enough.
And,
I tried to tell him that I paid what I could. I gave them, all that I could, and that I was back to work. My first day back to work was, the week before Thanksgiving, and so I'll get my first check next Friday. Yeah. And I just, like I said, I made the partial payment, and it wasn't enough.
So now you've got
And now rent's due today, and so, when I get my first check, I've promised, to make the car payments that I now no longer have, and I've promised, I have to make rent. I just literally, right before you called, I got off the phone with the people, with my landlord, telling her, asking her if I could make partial payment on the rent, and she said I could, but they're going to charge me late fees for every day that it's late.
Right.
I was like, I can't catch a break trying to get caught back up.
Well, and then now you've got this new 2-month-old child. You've got, of course, two other kids, a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old, a girl and a boy, and they got to be crazy for Christmas.
Yeah, they're very understanding. They know that, I've had real talks with them. They understand that we may not have a tree this year, and they're okay with it. My daughter, she's into crafts. I mean, she said she'll make us a tree and tape it on the wall if she has to, and they're not worried about presents. They just really want the car back because they don't like being stuck in a house as much as I don't. And, the baby's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow that I can't. I don't know how I'm going to get her to the doctor's appointment.
I got you. All right. So this job you're working at, it's enough to get you through the world if you were caught up. Is that right?
I mean, I didn't have the benefits to pay anything while I was on maternity leave, and my boss was nice enough, he held my job for me, thank God, because I know not all places are like that, but,
sure.
I make enough to survive, and I make enough to pay rent and stuff,
but with utilities
and moving and everything, it's like I have to prioritize what gets paid, whether I have food on the table for the kids or... I pay the rent, so we have a house, to live in.
I got you.
And I just, every paycheck, I keep saying, I'll make a partial payment or I'll make a payment. And I just, every time something came up.
Okay. Stephanie, hold on. Breathe. It's going to be all right. Hold on. So if she owes $1,400 on that car to get that back, I don't know if they towed it or just it's repossessed. I don't know how that car comes back. I don't think there's a lot of, if you pay the money, I think you get it back. You've got that. And she said her new rent was what, $700 down from $875?
Yes. Yeah, it was $690 a month, yes.
Yeah. We could get her back on track. And this is what I'm talking about, man. You slip behind. The father's not around, and she didn't want to go into that. That's a hard thing. I mean, imagine being postpartum. You've got an 8-week-old child that's your total responsibility. A baby's not easy for a pair of parents. let alone a single parent who's worried about what happened to her car. What happens if that kid gets sick? How does that kid get to the hospital? How does it get to a doctor's appointment? How do the other two little kids feel? Imagine the fear in a child's heart when they can tell, man, something's not right at home. Even if you're the best parent ever and you try to hold it all back, listen, you know those kids feel that tension. And they don't have their car anymore, and so they can't go where they would normally go, and mom acts differently. We're 2.5 weeks away from Christmas. Yeah. So just to get the car back is 14. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny, I got 400 for it.
Fantastic, Joel. Joel, that's a lot of money. What do you do?
Yep. I own my own heating and cooling company, so I had a very good year this year. And
excellent.
You
must see this all the time, though. There's somebody who's just barely making it happen. You know, my old man had to learn to fix everything. Like, he could fix the furnace, he could fix the air conditioner, he could fix the washing machine, because he had to. It wasn't because he loved doing it. From Friday night to Sunday night, he would come home and fix everything that went bad because he had to, man. And I can't, you must see this a lot where people, it blows them out of the water.
Oh, yeah. I've been on jobs where I've had people literally on the internet trying to apply for a credit card to pay for what they thought was going to be a big, big expense. And,
I fixed it.
I fix things for them. And, you know, people like that, I try to help out and don't really charge them anything for it. So,
look, I have no doubt about that. The kind of guy that comes in. By the way, Joel, what's the name of your company? I know you probably don't want to give it, but I'd like to help you. And I want people to use you.
McFarland's Heating and Cooling.
What is it?
McFarland's Heating and Cooling.
McFarland Heating and Cooling. All right, Joel. Thank you, man. Drop that off at any U.S. bank. Account is Hope for the Holidays. We're bringing it here to 7,000 Squibb in Mission. It's at Metcalf and Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Hey, thanks, Johnny. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, man. Mark, what's up?
Hey, Johnny, I got $100 for you, man.
Excellent. That takes us to 500, man.
Yep.
That's awesome, Mark. Thank you, my friend. Vince?
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
What do you got?
I got $250 for you, man.
Beautiful. That's a lot of money, too, Vince. What's up with that?
I just can't see kids going without a Christmas, man. That's people fall on hard times, and I want to make sure that these kids have a great Christmas.
Listen, that's the thing. Look, everybody here is a good person, you know, but you fall behind. My parents worked their ass off all their life, and so I try to remember what it was like as a kid. And you know, I've been lucky enough to being single and not having kids and not having a bunch of responsibility, I can live the way I want to live, and I'm not worried about anything.
Completely understand. My mom worked 2-3 jobs with me growing up and my two brothers, and then I work 3 jobs right now just to make sure my kid has a good Christmas. And you know, we're fortunate enough that we're able to do that. So
it's Vince, you're a good man. I know you work your ass off, so that $250 is a big deal, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, brother.
Love you, man. Matt, what's going on?
Johnny, my man, how you doing, partner?
Good, brother. Trying to solve it. What do you got?
Hey, man, I got $100 for this lady, man. I feel for her. I want to help.
What makes you call, Matt?
Well, sir, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm driving to the city right now to go blow $150 on snakes that I don't need. And I thought, you know what?
On snakes?
Man, I can take $100. Yeah, snakes. Ball python.
You crazy.
I know, man. I know. I'm a little messed up. I know.
I know. But listen, I got a house filled with weirdness, so I 100% get that.
Yeah, dude, I've heard it, man. Your house is awesome. I want to see it someday.
Man, I'll tell you what. You know what? You're the kind of guy I'll let in. You are.
Good, man.
Man, that $100, that means the world to help somebody out like that.
Yeah, man. Hey, I want her to have a great Christmas. My kids are going to have a crazy Christmas, you know? I mean, I work overtime. I make money. You know, I'm working hard at a factory.
How many kids you got?
I got 4.
And what are their ages?
24, 21, 18, and 17.
So I can tell, though, like, you love Christmas. And you're all jacked up about how great it's going to be for them. You love giving.
I love it, man. I would go without Christmas for me to give someone else a happy Christmas. That's my thing, man. I love it. I've been trying to call you for years. This is my first time ever getting on. I am so excited.
Well, dude, welcome to the show, my friend. I appreciate you. You're a hero. I appreciate you, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you. U.S. Bank, right?
Yep. Just tell them Hope for the Holidays. They'll know what account to put it in.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man.
All right. Bye.
Gene, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Johnny. What's up? I want to give $400.
That's a lot of money, Gene. You got that at Christmas, 2 weeks away?
I do. I've been working a little bit extra on the weekends.
Don't you have kids or family to spend that on?
Well, I do, and they're covered for now. I mean, I plan for throughout the year to take care of them. And I've been working a couple extra days on the weekends these last few weekends. And I grew up like you. My dad had three boys and raised them by himself. And I remember the phone calls all the time, pushing one bill back to pay another until you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like you always said, it's a little bit selfish on my part because you get that feeling of giving, and that feels good to help somebody else.
It always does, man. I'll tell you what, it's the only way I could even get to Christmas now. I never feel like it's Christmas until this starts. And I mean it with all my heart. Like, I don't get any of that spirit, any of that joy, that feeling of community, of harmony, we're still a good planet filled with good people. Until this starts and I meet guys like you, it means
right. And I know that my money is going straight to where it says you say it's going. Oh. I don't have to worry about overhead or anything else. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of charities out there to help people. But I know that you're going to take this money and you're going to help that lady with getting her car back, getting some presents for her kids, getting caught up a little bit.
No, that's you're 100% right. There's never been a dime taken out of this by anybody. It all 100% goes to directly what it's supposed to go to, because we only write checks. We don't hand anybody cash. We write checks to the bank that owns that car. We only pay the utilities to utility companies. We only pay rent to landlords. We will give gift cards for children's presents, but that's as far as that goes. It's it really is the best way I can figure out how to help with what you so generously give, Matt. It's a good thing, Gene, and I appreciate you.
Hey, it works, man. I appreciate you for making it work.
Where are we
at now? $12.50, and so you need $2,100 for bills.
Well, hold on. Let's get the car done first. That's what I've got to get done.
Okay.
If she's got some money.
She's got $1,400 for her car.
John, you're on the air. John, can you
hello?
Hear me? Yeah, I'm sorry, Kyle. So I'm sorry, I picked up the wrong line. Kyle, how are you?
Good. I'd like to give $100 to this lady.
Beautiful. Beautiful, man. That will do a huge amount, because that takes us. Where are we at now? I'm sorry, you got me confused now. I'm trying to do one thing at a time.
$13.50.
All right, $13.50 is where we're at. All right, Kyle, can you drop that off at a U.S. bank anywhere?
Yes, sir, I will.
I appreciate you, man. What makes you call? Kyle? You kind of quiet.
I got four kids of my own, and I understand that these kids need Christmas, and she needs to have a car to get these kids around.
Have you ever been up against a tough Christmas?
No, I've been pretty fortunate in my life.
That's good.
I've always been working, and my wife and I are both pretty blessed. So,
well, you're a rare breed, because it always feels to me that it's mostly people who know what it's like, who have empathy, who have stood a little bit on that edge, with their toes hanging off. Every year it's hardworking, blue-collar, real people that help out, because they know what it's like to slip and fall and take a knee, and then, man, you're up against it, and it's hard to stand back up again sometimes. So you're a good man, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. We're hard workers. I'm just an iron worker. It's not like I'm filthy rich or anything.
What local are you?
I'd like to help out.
What's your local?
Local 10.
Go Local 10. Local 10. Right on, my friend. I appreciate you. Go Local 10. I appreciate you, Kyle. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
John, John's at work and has to be quiet.
Yeah, $200 for you, Johnny.
What do you? Your boss doesn't know you're calling right now.
Yeah, I'm tied up, so
I got
$200 for this good cause.
Excellent. Listen, I won't keep you. I can tell you got to get off the phone, but man, you're a good man, and I appreciate you. Take it to a U.S. bank, all right?
Yeah, thanks for all you do, Johnny.
Thank you. It's not me. It's you every time, man. Okay. Now, where are we at?
We're at $15.50.
Okay, so now we're $150 past getting the car back. The reason I like to do this is I like to try to separate it so I know how much we got to have. So now you take that out of $690 for the rent. So let's just say that's where we need $400 to get the rent. Let's just say that, because I know we've got more. Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, brother.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, I want to give another $500.
Another $500. Is this Bob that was at that I met you at the land?
Yes, sir.
So you went out for Thanksgiving. Like, let me back up on the story. Do you have the card that came with that anymore? It's in the file. I met Bob out at the land. I was out working one day, and I heard a motorcycle coming up. So I see a rider come around the corner who I don't recognize. So I walk over and, shake his hand and introduce himself as Bob. And He said, you got a minute to talk? And I go, sure. And so he hands me an envelope, incredibly generous, $500 in cash. And he and I said, look, man, you know, you could have sent this in. And he didn't know. He was leaving the next morning on his motorcycle to ride to San Francisco via the South. And it's been a rough year for you, and you need a little time, a little wind in your face to kind of process everything. It's you lost your wife this year. And it's been a tough year on you, huh, Bob?
Yes, sir.
You how was that ride?
I ended up flying out there.
Oh, okay. But you go ahead.
It was fantastic. It was great to get away.
Yeah, no, sometimes you just need a little bit of time, man. You showed up that day, and you work hard for a living, Bob. What do?
I drive a truck.
Yeah, and you have another 500. You've already given a lot.
Yes, sir. I want to give another.
Why is that?
It's just been a rough year, man. I want to help somebody.
I appreciate you. And you, I hope you're starting to heal up, man, my friend. I hope it's every day it's at least getting a little bit better for you. Because there really is light at the other side. You are a good person. You know, there's plenty of good people around you, and you're making a good difference in this world.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, my friend. All right. You can take it to any U.S. bank and drop it off, hope for the holidays, all right?
Can I just bring it back out to the land? And
sure you
can.
Dude, you're welcome there anytime, my friend. Come on.
All right, I'll be out there after work.
What do we got today? Yeah, I'll be out there this afternoon.
I'll be there, man.
All right, I'll see you then, Bob.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So Bob found the land because he just knew some people used to live in the area.
Really?
That's, you remember the guy?
Yeah,
I brought
the story.
You the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavy day, dude. I'm telling you, you think you're having a hard time, or you've hit a bump in your road, or you got something to bitch about, and then you'll meet a guy like Bob who's just trying to get his left foot in front of his right foot and keep moving. Not because he's sick, but because he's hurt. Because, you know, he was with the same girl for 20 years and he lost her this year, and he's left standing there. You know, and those guys who devote themselves to work and try so hard, you know, you think, what do you got at the end? You know, you got love, right? You got family. And when you lose that, sometimes I think you lose your compass. I think you lose your barometer of how you're supposed to be, who you're supposed to be. So a lot of times, helping others is the only way to get your footing again. It's the only way to make you feel something again. Something that isn't dark, you know? So I appreciate you, Bob. Where's that taking?
We are at 2050.
And what was your original number you found?
2100.
Okay, so we're there. We can take care of those. We should get these kids something. We got some gift cards?
Yes.
Corey, you're on the air.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
I got another 100 for.
Yeah? That's awesome. Corey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a firefighter.
Dude, yeah, and let me tell you, I already know you have two jobs then.
Yes, I do.
You got that 100?
Yeah, I got 100.
What's your station? Where you at?
I'm in Harrisonville.
Okay. Listen, you be safe out there, man, and die. You deserve 10 times what those sons of bitches pay you.
Well, thank you.
You be safe, man. Thank you. Drop that off at any U.S. bank out in Harrisonville. We'll find the U.S. bank. Hope for the holidays. That's where it goes. So what do you say, $300 for the kids? Because they're 12 and 7. I mean, that's a decent, or do you want to... Yeah, let's do a couple hundred for each kid. So what do we need now? We need another $300?
Yeah, we're at $21.50 now.
Victoria, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to give $100.
Beautiful. What makes you call?
She's a single mom with three kids, and she's trying to do the right thing, and those kids deserve a Christmas.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I am a boiler inspector.
So you're working a lot. That's real money for you. I mean, that's not easy.
Yeah, but I have it, so.
You're a good girl.
She deserves it.
You're a good girl, Vic. Hey, you pick, drop it off at any U.S. bank, and we'll turn that into a gift card. You can go Christmas shopping. You're on the air. Spencer.
Morning.
Hey, man.
I got $200 for this lady.
Beautiful. That rounds it out. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect, man. You You're a good man. That really is going to change a lot for a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old, a little boy and a little girl you'll never meet. But know that instead of that bad memory in their head, it'll be a good memory. You know, something warm, something nice. That's a big deal. It's a big deal.
People
man.
Need help every now and again, so it's no problem helping.
Dude, we all take a knee sometime.
Exactly.
Could clear us up, Stephanie.
Yeah.
So you heard?
Girl, you guys have no idea how much everybody and you guys have helped. I can't even imagine. I write into you guys every year for a friend of mine, and I seriously never thought I would have to be writing for myself. Because I'm always the one writing for other people because I want to help them.
Listen, we need to know where the car is. Also, I need you to find out if there's a repo fee. Or does that $13.95, is that the repo fee included?
No, that was what was on my last statement. I don't even know. I don't know where they took it. They took it in the middle of the night on Friday. I haven't been able to talk to anybody at all yet.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, find out. We'll take care of that back bill on that, okay? We're going to, but you have to bring us the information so we can pay your bank directly.
Yeah.
Find out if there's a repo charge. I'll find a way that we'll pay that to the repo guy, okay?
Yeah.
All right, your rent for this month, we'll pay it in full so that you're a little ahead, okay?
Yeah.
We need to know the name of your landlord in the apartment complex.
Okay.
We'll write a check to them. And we've also got a couple gift cards so you can go shopping for those kids.
God, you guys have no idea. All my kids are worried about is just getting the car back to go back to school and be able to get out of the house and stuff. And I'm worried about getting my daughter to her doctor's appointment. I'm not even thinking about Christmas.
No. So we got that. Plus our friends at Constantino's, Price Chopper, Sunfresh, Apple Market. If it says Constantino's, I've got a $500 gift card for you. And you can buy groceries. I imagine you can get diapers there. It will hopefully ease it up a little bit.
All these people that call in and donate, you know, I appreciate them so much. And, you know, I don't even know what to say. You know, I mean, I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.